Heyo, what's up? Welcome to Don't Take Off Your Headphones. We'll be here every Sunday at noon to talk about whatever comes to mind, and we hope you join us too. With that being said, make sure you don't take off your headphones. Let's dive right in. Hey, hey, ride the beat. Lay down a bar, Scott. Give us a line.
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
What?
She's got a bro.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
No.
I'ma know her, bro.
Oh.
Oh.
So I can.
This sounds like poetry.
Steal her sowing of the seed of.
Rap is poetry.
Rap is poetry.
Spoken seed word. Of need, but not too much so that it turns into greed.
I thought you were going to say steal her soul.
Huh?
Steal her soul?
Oh.
Steelers, like the football team.
Oh.
Better than the Vikings.
Wait, hold no.
Like
no.
The purple people
don't
leaders.
Don't come after my Vikings now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
Woof.
Oh.
Not doing? My quarterback, not my coach. Don't come after them.
Who is your quarterback and coach?
The one guy with two eyes and a nose.
Come on now, Kirk Cousins.
So there's a couple of guys with only one eye.
All right.
Nose.
All right, what are the odds we can make it through introductions in the first 5 minutes?
I don't want to do that. It's more fun with 10 minutes.
It's more 5 minutes that way. Anyway, I'm one of your quarter hosts, Tilly. My fun fact is that the car radio was first introduced by Chevrolet in 1922.
It's Chevy.
Chevrolet?
Chevrolet.
And if
is
you say the whole
thing,
it's Chevrolet.
Okay. Anyway,
that's the
government wanted to ban radios because they were afraid it was going to cause drivers to be distracted. But that ban never
only
went through.
Yeah,
how about
knew.
Drive-thrus?
Yeah, how about?
Yeah, if only they knew that we have phones.
If only we knew if we put in computers inside of cars now and the Tesla has a tablet in it.
But I
can
just.
You play video games on it?
Yes. No. You can literally park and you use the gas and brake and the steering wheel to play freaking Mario
what?
Kart, which sounds like the funnest game ever.
Okay, I'm getting a Tesla just for
I just
same. Imagine
the most expensive gaming console.
Like you're at the supercharger, right? And you're like, oh, I'll play some Mario Kart. You watch Netflix on it.
So now that we made everything about Elon Musk, I just wanted to bring up this fact to say that there was once a time when GM was not cutting back.
Oh.
Yeah, GM.
We ain't going nowhere. GM ain't going back.
You pitching that as their slogan?
They can't be stopped. We're tearing doors off for life.
Have you seen that?
We use heavy-duty plastic, not metal.
They do like liquid
you can
nails.
Rip it
like
off
glue.
With one strong pull. Steven, go!
No.
I ripped off the door with one pull. heavy-duty plastic. I keep it in the store.
Oh. So.
Oh.
Have you guys seen that, like,
No.
You so, know, if you worked out, you'd be dangerous.
If. I'm just saying, that would never happen.
You're
if.
To just rip that door off like the Hulk without ever going to the gym.
Question.
If you went to the gym. You'd be an. You'd
I'd
be
a
registered weapon.
So if
hard.
He went,
a registered weapon.
If he went to the gym,
yeah,
he would be a weapon.
Yes.
If he right now doesn't go to the gym like he is right now, what is he?
He's a nuclear bomb.
Tool.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm a nuclear bomb. Because
like you just go off whenever.
So what?
Emotional damage.
I just felt like it. There was no need.
No, but have you guys seen that? Like, so every car company is moving towards electric, right?
Yeah.
Because. Mm-hmm. They are being forced to by the government, and even if they weren't.
Okay, political.
So anyway.
Is that political?
Says government.
I think it's
policy.
Yeah, what? I think it's really funny that Chevy thought.
It's Chevrolet.
That they were like, dude, it would be the biggest marketing brain move if we were to take the EV and Chevy and make it boil. Boom, electricity.
Oh, is that
I'm serious. If you watch a Chevy.
I have
EV
no idea
ad.
What you're talking
cutting
about.
Cutting edge.
What's
of
an EV,
marketing, bro?
What's an EV?
Electric vehicle.
Oh.
Wait, it's not that hard.
Electric Avenue.
It's the office. Electric City.
Electric City.
What? I think.
Nope. Sorry.
You don't know
over
the
my
office,
head,
Garrett.
Man. I watched all of it one time and went, I've finally done it.
They did a rap.
I'm done.
About Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's on the keyboard.
I guess.
I think so.
Yeah.
Welcome to
Rudolph the Red
City.
Nose Reindeer.
No. No. No, we'll let Nate talk about
okay.
that one.
Okay. That was one of the best jokes I've heard in a while, and I wanted to bring
so.
It up. That's your cliffhanger for this episode. Your cliffhanger for this episode is, who is Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer, and why?
So
that's what?
That's the thumbnail. That's the thumbnail.
That's the thumbnail
for the YouTube video. Say hi to the camera. Hi, Mom.
Very festive. My name is Scott. I'm one of your quarter.
Coming at you.
Says it one time. Now this is my alias.
My name is Scott. Coming at you.
Scotty coming at you.
I mean, I said over the airwaves, through your ears.
Being called Tilly is
not
a
in your
joke,
Chevrolet.
And now
because
I always get called Tilly. There's no radio in your Chevrolet. You can't listen to this podcast. Tilly, but you, it just kind of like
I'm
rolls
so
off
excited.
The tongue.
I'm
it
so
rolls off the tongue.
Tilbert, coming at
you. Tilbert. But the thing is, I always called you Tilbert before I called you Tilly.
Yeah, you did.
I'm so excited to meet Tilbert's family so that I can call them all Tilly. Hi, Tilly. Hi, Tilly. Hi, Tilly. Hi, Tilly. Hi,
Tilly. Mr. Tilly, nice to meet you.
Mrs. Tilly, nice to meet you.
Grandma
Tilly, nice to meet you.
Uncle Tilly, cousin Tilly.
Baby Tilly, nice to meet you.
Dude, wife
can't
Tilly.
Wait till you get
future
married.
Tilly.
Yeah, you have little
what?
Baby Tillys running around.
I'm so, oh my gosh. It's going to be Mr. Tilly and Mrs. Tilly with three little Tillys.
It's not like the
dude,
little tights, it's the little Tillys.
I think Hannah needs to start making Instagram posts
Big
once
Tilly,
we get like
Tilly.
The photos back from the mm-hmm. wedding that are like, hashtag Tillys 2022.
Dude, don't you know how like,
Material girl.
Every wedding they do like a hashtag, you know, with the
one more time,
names.
Scott, what do they do?
Hashtag.
He's doing the hand signals
oh,
for us
gosh.
So we know what it is.
Can you tell I was on social media back in 2012?
Pound sign.
Hashtag.
I've seen some clever
yeah.
names.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
I love Mr. the 30-year-olds that still say hashtag.
I am that 30-year-old.
It's not just the pound sign. It's a hashtag, like, write
right.
it out.
Right.
Hashtag, I love puppies.
Do they still do hashtags? Is that a thing still?
I mean,
yeah.
Some people do, but
on
they,
Instagram,
no,
especially
I wouldn't
to
know.
Get traction.
I don't mean, nobody really does them like in their posts.
Scott wouldn't know because it's a pound sign for him.
Yeah, dude.
Pound 616.
Bro, every time I was calling my cousin, go hang out. Either way, so
where are you
my,
from again? You from the south?
Oh shoot! Does this
yes, exactly.
Work?
Do not call that phone. Do not use that phone.
I thought it was just like a prop.
That's
even if it was, do not touch that phone. It's
what?
Plugged in. It's plugged into something.
I thought it was a prop.
It's going to call public safety.
It is.
They're going to come and
they're going to be like, you're not supposed to be up here past midnight.
What? Stop. Stop saying stuff. Just shut up.
What was that voice?
Stop coming up here at midnight. You can't do that.
Who do
it's
you
the
think?
Same guy
wait,
that wrote us
wait,
up for
wait,
the oranges.
Wait, what character speaks like that? It's like a cartoon. Is it from Phineas and Ferb?
Sid the Sloth.
It's
a
sauce.
Ice Age.
I stand a lion. So what's your fun fact?
Oh, right. My fun fact.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Speaking of that, we're 7 minutes into our goal of 5 minutes.
No, we're at 5 minutes when we finish talking about me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Keeping with the theme of
Material Girl.
My favorite. What? I don't even know what that
I'm
going to
say
was.
That 20 more times. It's stuck in my head.
Scott will find out what Material Girl is in a decade.
If there's anything like a Visco girl, I don't want to know.
Hydrofusks.
Hydrofusks.
I love repeat jokes.
We just like rehashing yeah. the past podcast. Yeah, so if you did not know, little known fact, Twinkies were invented in Illinois in 1930.
Wow.
Wait, 1930?
Mm-hmm.
Twinkies aren't even 100 years old yet.
The 1900s and 30s.
Time out. Okay, the city. I said Illinois, not Chicago.
The state found something that lasts.
Anyway.
During
the Great Depression, we still had Twinkies.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Twinkies, 1930.
Yeah.
Meaning in 8 years, their 100-year anniversary is coming up, but does it not count because they took a break there, or do we continue the counting?
No, continue the counting. I'm going to buy a whole, like,
okay.
Remember
three
when
boxes
people were buying
them,
the boxes of Twinkies, like
yes.
hundreds of bucks?
Yes. I never had one when they were going away, and so for my birthday, I am not kidding you, the only thing I asked for was Twinkies.
That's so funny.
And I got two Twinkies, and I ate one of them, and I went, I've never been more disappointed in my life.
Yeah.
Twinkies are awesome.
I mean, they're
there's
not like,
better ones. Swiss rolls?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I like
zebra cakes.
I like the
oatmeal cream pies.
Nutty butters.
I like the
nutty
buddy
bars.
That's like a good first date question. What is your favorite was it hostess?
Hostess.
Little Debbie.
Hostage. What is your favorite hostage?
And how would you
I like the one with the bag on the head.
If you were to create a hostage situation,
duct tape
what
on
are
the
you
mouth.
Using?
Nate, how would you make someone your hostage?
No, we can't. We're
I really
rolling.
Don't want to answer
We're
that
not
question.
Rolling with the segment. Are you joking?
So the first thing I would do is I would.
Oh, gosh. All
right.
I like those. They start with the letter Z.
Zodiac?
Oh, zebra cakes.
No, Scott, not zebra cakes. You just said that.
What are you talking about? You're still talking about kidnapping people?
I'm trying to look it up.
That's what I thought.
The zip ties? Zip ties, I go all the way, bro.
Yeah, zip ties. Have you heard? If you try to get rid of them, they just get tighter.
Right. Yeah, those are the ones later. Yeah, that's what you're talking about, right, Garrett?
I don't know which one. Star Crunch. That's the other one.
Star Crunch? What the heck is that?
Cosmic brownies?
Cosmic brownies are garbage.
They're okay.
What?
Garbage.
Okay. Yes, garbage.
Boo.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Goated, number
Nutty,
one.
Nutty Buddy bars.
Bar.
Okay.
Nutty Buddy bars.
Nutty Buddies are a little bit overrated.
Nutty Booty Boot. Bop, bop, bee, bop.
Schwamp, booty, dog.
Okay. What do we feel about Swiss rolls?
How about ding dongs?
Swiss rolls?
I love Swiss rolls.
Okay, fudge rounds.
What about ding dongs?
Fudge rounds.
Ding dongs, bro.
Ding dong.
The honey buns.
Honey buns.
Oh, goated. Goated.
Go up. Bro,
the Christmas trees? The Christmas trees?
Yeah, well, that's like a zebra cake, but like
Star Crunch. I've never heard of that.
I'd say Nutty Buddy
Devil's
bars.
Food.
What?
Okay, chill, chill.
No, Scott's like fig bars.
Bro, fig bars are the best.
Fig bars.
Yeah, Tilly, I love that we bond on this side.
The fig Newtons.
More chai lattes.
Fig Newtons.
Figgity Newtons.
Fig Newtons. Yeah.
Fig bars. The Figgity Newtons.
Yeah.
Biggity wiggity.
It's not. It's zingers. Zingers.
Biggity wiggity.
Zingers.
Biggity wiggity. What do they look like?
Yeah, zingers.
I don't know what a
zingers. Yeah, zingers.
Like.
Zingers.
Devil zinger. Zingers.
It's like a Twinkie. Imagine a Twinkie, but better. That's a zinger.
Oh.
It's got chocolate cake with chocolate, like hard fudge. And then, what'd you just call me?
A ho-ho.
A ho-ho.
No, I feel like zingers are a cross between the ding-dongs and Twinkies.
I like how they name them what they name them.
Wait,
I
what's the difference between a ho-ho and a ding-dong?
And a Swiss roll? Same thing. Ho-hos and Swiss rolls are literally the same thing, just different brands.
Might be brands. Yeah.
Swiss roll is the Little Debbie. Ho-hos is
hostages.
Hostess? Hostages?
Hostages? You've been playing too much CSGO.
What is that supposed to mean? Okay, that's my fun fact. Nate, go. I finally came up with a fun fact.
What? Have you already said it?
No.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Nate.
I'm hungry.
I am a coder host.
Can you act excited?
Big wing?
I am.
This is your audition to be on the podcast.
Oh. Hi.
No.
Oh.
My name's Nate, coming at you.
Natey coming at you.
Scott.
It's your boy,
okay.
Nate.
Okay.
My emotional damage. My fun fact is that one of the things on my bucket list, because I think it's so funny because of how stupid it is, so it was inspired that I was walking in a park, and you know those benches that are like randomly dedicated to people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to get
lovely
a bench.
Memory.
I want a bench dedicated just to me. I literally saw a bench that said, like, guy's name, a really good guy.
That's, word for word is what it said?
That's all. Yeah, that's literally all it said.
The last thing I want on this earth is a bench named.
That's what I want.
People
and I want it while I'm alive.
Tox on.
I want a bench that says, in loving memory of Tilly, good guy.
And then while you're alive.
Good guy.
I want a building named
not
after
Silbert?
Me.
Not Silbert? No, just Tilly.
I want the whole building named after me, not the thing people sit on.
I want a bench.
I want the whole city named after me.
Name it Garrett.
I'm gonna donate a bench in the name of Jesus.
Township.
I live in Garrett.
Jesus.
Actually,
a good guy.
There is a Garrett, Indiana. There is
I know.
Garrett, Indiana. Jesus, a good guy.
I just got up to that.
An average.
All right, my turn for the audition.
Audition for what?
Welcome back to another episode of Don't Take Off Your Headphones.
It's like a Nickelodeon
you're
show.
You're done.
I'm here to grab your attention. I don't know. Okay, anyway. My fun fact is I bought a La Computadora. I think that was my fact last time. So now I can play PC games. And I downloaded CSGO, which I've been told by Scott is outdated and sweaty. but I love it because I'm better at it.
You know exactly what I mean.
I'm better at it than any other. I am not a gamer by any means
like
of the word.
It's like a decade old and it is just filled with esports film.
but I'm pretty decent, so I like the game. It's fun.
He is
That's my fun fact.
I like
it's
how when I said
crazy.
That game's sweaty, and you go, what does that mean? you're not a gamer at all.
If you would have said like a Madden term, I would have been like, oh, okay.
Do people not go sweaty in Madden?
Yeah, the players when they run.
Oh.
Them graphics, bro.
Dude, wow.
You can see the sweat pouring down Mahomes' face.
You can see Tyreek Hill's sweat because he's on the Miami Dolphins now. That's your sport take. That's your sports talk for the week. Thanks for stopping in.
What?
Wait. Now, Tilly, for politics.
We should just, like, now Nate for weather.
Nate for weather.
Why do I argue
Rain.
Weather?
Nate for
Rain.
Intercultural sensitivity.
Nate for diversity.
I'll take
quota.
Cultural insensitivity for 750.
700.
Scott, with the weather, and it's just like.
Chances of it being freezing and hot at the same time in the same day. Chance. I said chance.
Highly likely.
No, you,
emphasis on chance.
You have to summarize the week.
Summarize the week. It went up and then it went down and then went back up and currently it's snowing.
Wow.
Wow.
That's
hire
accurate.
Me.
That's my audition.
It was like 60 and
weather.
Raining yesterday and now it's 30 and snowing today.
Yeah.
Weather.
That's too much information, Nate.
Sorry.
People are going to get mad at you.
People are going to know where we live.
What's your.
People are going to know what weather we're predicting.
Yeah. Like they can't put us in a 4-block radius.
My address is one.
What's your favorite SNL skit? Go.
What?
Oh, Chris Farley.
Yeah.
What?
Living in a van down by the river. You never seen that one?
No.
What's the one where he's just dancing like with his shirt off?
Oh, when he's like doing the striptease?
He's just like, yeah.
I've watched like two
yeah,
SNL
that was so
skits.
Funny.
I don't
watch SNL.
Have you seen the pumpkin one?
The Kim no. Kardashian
oh,
and
oh,
Stop
the
dancing
pumpkin?
The pumpkin one.
Yeah, where he's dancing. Go.
Yes, and yeah. He goes, and he like says his name, and then the elevator door is shut, and he goes to another floor.
I don't know if
the pumpkin
yeah, you
one.
You want to talk news? Let's
it's
talk
so
about
stupid.
Pete Davidson and Kanye West.
Skeet! Skeet!
What about them?
Skeet!
What do you mean, what about them?
Okay, welcome back into Entertainment Tonight. We're talking about all your celebrity gossip and goobing up with your girlfriends. Now
goobing
pour yourself a
your
glass of Fermi.
What the heck?
Grab yourself a glass of fermented grape juice. Swirl, swirl, swirl. What did Skeet do today?
Skeet.
As you recall, sisters.
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 As you recall,
Tilly
sisters,
does it so well.
Kanye West and Kimmy Kardashian got a divorcee, which means
Stop.
The kids don't get to see Kanye Westy anymore.
Wait, really?
Kanye West.
No.
Can't see his kids?
Huh?
Okay. Can't see his kids?
Kind of. Because
he's
kind of weird.
My headphones, all right. All right, but it'd be louder if I do that.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Where's the bleep? You button? Actually have no idea what's going on?
No.
Basically, Kim Kardashian.
I literally was saying it. They got a divorce, and then Skeet, which is Pete Davidson, but it'd been nicknamed by Kanye, Skeet, came in and started dating Kim Kardashian.
So
yeah,
many
no,
details.
He said that on a song.
Yes.
That's true.
So
did.
You did now.
So I want to beat Pete Davidson.
No, Skeet.
What, why is it Skeet now?
Kanye has decided to rebrand him to Skeet. And so anybody who mentions him like on social media, they'll comment. The comment section is just Skeet, 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 Skeet. It's
That's
the only
awesome.
Thing on earth you like. To, if you anybody talks about Pete Davidson,
but Kanye
just yell,
rebranded
Skeet.
It himself, and no one calls him his rebrand.
What's his rebrand?
Yay.
Yay. It's yeah. Yay.
Yay.
Are you stupid?
Kanye.
Yay. Yay.
Okay.
Listen.
Kanye.
I'm taking my headphones off for that
no,
one.
No, stop. Listen. He said the reason he called himself
Kanye.
Yee. He said the reason he calls himself Yee is because it's
Jesus.
After how
it's
many
yay.
Times the Bible says ye. All ye people. Not all ye people. It's ye.
It's definitely the last two letters from his name.
Well, you know what?
Kanye.
He's bipolar, so he probably came up with this in one personality, and then his other personality is like, no, it should be this one.
Speaking of taking off your headphones, we have one headphones that aren't like the others.
One of
these
things
are
not
like
the other.
And it so happens to be my headphones.
Scott, I want to know.
Scott, how do you feel about
okay,
it?
Okay, so Tilly and Nate are wearing nice Shure branded
the original
headphones.
Sure. We used to have four
very
of.
Nice on the ears. Very good in the vocal category. I love hearing myself talk in my ears.
Mm-hmm. Sure
Scott,
you do.
Scott is wearing something that I can only imagine D.L. Moody wore at one time.
So
old headphones. Crusty, dusty, rusty. No branding. No name.
Those are Roy's headphones when he first came
to Moody Radio.
Speaking into a microphone.
So can you please...
Can I give my comprehensive review?
Yes.
Over the
can
headphones?
You tell
yeah.
us how retro it sounds over there right now?
Review these nice pair of Sony.
So these are Sony.
Wow.
It says studio monitor right on top.
Shoot.
So it's studio monitor.
Wait.
Series
monitor.
They are.
How do they feel?
Far superior.
How do they feel?
They feel like
Scott.
Quit
trying to make us feel bad.
How do they sound? It's as if an angel is kissing your ears.
Wow. I don't want that to happen. I don't want an angel's tongue in my ear.
Not like the Thank little you. Baby angels, like Cupid baby angels. You know?
So they're right. shooting your ears?
No, they're just kissing them. Listen.
Wait, they're kissing.
The sound
little
through
baby
these
angels are kissing
are heavenly
your ears.
And angelic. The padding is as soft as a baby's bottom.
I can't do anymore. We'll get copyright strikes.
Right, exactly.
What's that?
Hey, I'm doing my comprehensive review.
What is comprehensive?
Sorry, give it
sorry
a rating.
For
what does comprehensive
sorry.
Mean?
I'm going to give these a solid
Oh. That's pretty good.
Shoot, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys like my singing? Here, I'll keep doing it.
See, that's
I didn't
how,
know you could hit that note.
That's what
Garrett.
I hear
that's
through
incredible.
These headphones
I didn't know you could
time.
Hit 8 notes at one time. Shoot.
I'm going to give these one to Zeus's biceps.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a handsome Squidward.
Oh!
Yeah.
Handsome Squidward is the man.
Isn't that like right underneath Zeus's bicep?
Yeah.
The myth and the legend.
What are
Thank
these
you.
Then?
Those are dog water.
These are dog water.
Dog water. Dog
on a scale water. Of Clifford the Big Red Dog to Zeus's biceps, these are Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Those are like Arthur wearing headphones. Have you seen that? They're not even on his ears.
Dude, I saw this clip from Arthur of
Can I please read to you the top comment on this video of the angels? Okay, so
It's this video of DW in front of the TV, and Arthur's like, move your stupid, fat, big, ugly face out of the way so I can see the television. And she's like, yeah, well,
MacArthur.
Your face looks like a giant football with a pair of glasses on it.
Bro, DW is so, such a little
I was literally thinking of a scene where she's like, wait, I can't remember it, but it's just like the most passive-aggressive. She's like, what is this? Like a stick from the park that you won't take me to.
My favorite is the Peppa Pig one, where it's like the Dolly, do you know how to whistle? And she starts whistling. She just hangs up the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't whistle. Can you help me? Anyway, the top comment on the Angels YouTube video is, I was a non-believer, lover of the world, been into drugs and partying for many years, but then I listened to this video.
I'm telling you, that's every time you guys speak, it's in an angelic tone. That's what I hear.
I need to look up this video now.
What video? Peppa Pig?
No, the...
Arthur.
Dude, I loved Arthur. Arthur was a show.
I love that the Arthur stick. Meme is the only meme that has made it through every generation. Every
Kermit
year.
The Frog and Shrek are also...
Those died.
SpongeBob?
Those are dead. Those aren't used anymore.
SpongeBob?
Every
episode.
No. Time out. That's what I'm saying is every episode, there's multiple. There is one meme, Arthur clenching his fist, that has gone year after year after year for every single event. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. Fist.
Well, what about, I love the meme of DW, a sign on the door and whatever you want to put in the meme.
Oh, yeah.
And
like
then
the
it's
template.
Like. I'm not going to listen to this because I can't read.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That's funny.
Or the Minecraft one. Did you show me? I showed you the – you showed me – woo! Tilly showed me the Minecraft edit, and I showed Nate the Minecraft edit of Will Smith walking up on stage.
Oh,
goes,
smacking him?
Like, and then he goes
Dude, Minecraft hit differently.
The fact that the game is still around blows my binoculars.
Me and Garrett tried to play it, and the game was
broken. Yeah, no, we tried to play, and you couldn't build anything.
I was trying to turn the logs into planks, and I couldn't do it.
Welcome back to Minecraft.
I think the beta version was like stupid bugged on the Xbox. I don't know.
Yeah,
I played the heck out of Minecraft. You know those videos, like the nostalgia videos, where it's like, playing Minecraft at 2 a.m. while your parents fight in the basement while it's raining. You know,
whoa.
Those stupid like ads and like those weird obscure videos.
Did I tell you about the time that I discovered like 5 hours of Minecraft music with like a black background for if you have an OLED phone so that it doesn't like
really?
Lose your
oh,
battery?
Yeah, yeah.
And you could just listen to Minecraft while you fall asleep. So
that's awesome.
I've been falling asleep to
this
Minecraft.
The DW one that I was talking about.
about lunch. What did you draw? A dog, and he's bored. What did you draw?
A stick.
A stick?
A stick from the park where you promised to take me to.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's great. DW I like so how loud sad. It
whoever,
was.
Whoever wrote the character of DW in her lines. Oh. Oscar. Now.
Yeah. I still can't believe that show's coming on.
You know, Steven Crowder.
Like you still was, watch it.
Did voice acting for that show?
No what? Way.
Steven Crowder did voice
acting. And that's our hour of politics, guys. Thanks for stopping in.
Nobody knows.
That's all you need. Just to know that Steven Crowder.
He was, he was the one kind of chonky kid.
Oh my gosh. Really? With the little ears? The little white ears?
Yeah. The missing teeth?
Like, Bowser. No, that's Mario.
Oh, he was Brain. He was Brain.
He was Brain?
Yeah.
No, he was not.
Yeah, he was.
You said Bowser.
I don't know.
Wait, what was the character's name?
Brain, remember? He was like really smart.
Oh, yeah. That guy was dope.
Yeah.
No.
Steven Crowder.
Steven Crowder did not do that.
He did. Look it up.
Oh.
Crazy stuff.
Shoot.
Who would have thought? I don't know if he did every episode, but he definitely did some of them.
I love like the most like savage kids shows. They just make me laugh so much.
They're funny.
Wait.
And what made it a fire-breathing monster with a lion's head with a goat's body?
I think he must mean definition number two.
Oh. What made it absurd or impossible, son?
What would you think of me if I ever got anything wrong?
Well, honey.
It doesn't, yeah, it okay, doesn't no, sound that, like him. It,
no, but he was a kid.
I can confirm it through Wikipedia.
He was a kid. Oh, Wikipedia.
100% confirmed.
Can we get a WikiHow link on this?
No.
Five steps on how to be Steven Crowder.
I love the WikiHow. It's like, have you ever just looked him up for fun? It's like, how to kiss a girl. It's like,
what did it tell you, Garrett?
10 pounds of mouthwash now.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Grab her cheeks.
Whoa.
Pull her to your lips. Puck her up.
Oh, God. I'm good.
Alpha, alpha.
Inter tongue.
Alpha, alpha.
45 out of context WikiHow captions. You'll feel guilty for laughing.
No.
How to celebrate a birthday for your unvaccinated child's birthday.
If you're unvaxxed, no birthday.
So does WikiHow people just make them up themselves?
Someone commented, actually, add a few tombstones for those children, elderly cancer patients who could not be vaccinated but contracted an unavoidable disease from your child who had a strong enough immune system to help exterminate the disease.
That's terrible.
And thank you for our hour of politics.
Yep, that's all for today, folks. No more vaccines.
Now, about West Michigan.
Stop.
Our annual segment of what's going to West Michigan.
Annual?
Ooh. You know.
This podcast is like.
Weekly.
Not even an weekly. And it's not even
weekly.
Happened
it's just
yet
called
for
weekly.
A whole year.
It's
not even a year old.
It's just called weekly.
We should just keep on referring to our audience as only Emerald Gaming. So Emerald Gaming.
What do you think about that?
Huh?
Emerald Gaming.
We just like if we have something to say like Emerald
Gaming. Everybody in the podcast is coming to a city near you. We're going on tour, folks. You heard that right. Holland, Michigan. We'll be there. We have a camper in the woods somewhere.
July 14th. Be there.
What are you doing?
Four random days in June or July. Is it June or July?
July.
That is what your reception is going to be.
Four random Julys.
We're going to set up a podcast and just watch us.
Stop.
Four random.
Going to during my wedding day.
Yes.
Emerald Gaming, you're invited.
Q&A panel. That don't take off your headphones.
I'm going I'm gonna turn up. I'm gonna put a voice memos on, and like when Hannah starts walking down the aisle, I'm gonna start it, and then I'm gonna like record the whole whatever thing. I'll like stand like right like have my phone like at your chin.
Whenever the pastor says, speak now forever, hold your peace, be like, emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
I believe this couple should not be wed because there is much
emotional damage
between
imagine,
the two.
I'm still hurt by that button being yellow.
No, listen.
Emotional damage.
I said, really? Can you imagine
if
I made Garrett the DJ over the ceremony?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
And when I'm coming down the aisle. Instead of him playing the song I told him to, he just presses the.
Wait,
which button? Oh. No, you know what he would play?
Santa walking down the aisle.
He would play our gobble song.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Tilly's wedding. He's going to be getting married here to this girl named Hannah, and she's going to become a Tilly. Isn't that great? Go ahead and join us and make sure this episode drops at noon.
Let's dive right in.
Refreshments off.
And then it's like, all right, Tilly, what's your fun fact for today?
I got married.
Hi, Tilly.
Getting married.
Hi, Tilly. It seems you've made it down the altar, and Hannah, you as well.
Can we do a live recording?
Hi, I'm one of the fifth hosts, Hannah Tilly.
Or it's like, you know, like Hannah golf Tilly commentators, Tilbert. How they like whisper. We can just be there with like mics. It's like, okay, they're doing the
best. Will the commentator yeah. No, you she go is, into my brain for my own wedding.
I believe they're saying their vows. That is a huge sweat stain, Tilly. Oh my gosh.
Oh shoot.
That is a reishi stripe if I've ever seen.
Garrett's gonna become my colon during my wedding.
You know what song we should do if you DJ? The gobble song.
Yes!
Gobble.
Would you let us
play that? No. Gobble's too short. We'd have to do the Dr. Seuss one.
Oh, right.
It's not explicit.
Fingers, thumbs, and drums.
Did you ever publish that?
Huh? No.
Did you ever publish that?
No.
Oh, that didn't go.
Because the music in the background is definitely
not. Yeah, everybody
not
listening is like, the Dr. Seuss song?
We wrapped the Dr. Seuss book for our ears only.
We could probably.
You guys got gobble.
Gobble.
That's true.
Gobble. The Thanksgiving
episode. They also
episode,
got me freaking the, out over you guys
okay,
about
we,
your death.
We actually have two Thanksgiving episodes. I forget which one.
Oh,
it is.
Because we but, lost the recording.
Yeah,
recordings.
I love that there's two Thanksgiving episodes just on our podcast.
We have a lot to give thanks for, Tilly. Thank you.
It was Thanksgiving. The lost Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. Yes. I believe it's
and
a,
half of the content is the exact same thing.
I believe it's the lost Thanksgiving episode, but it's the very end. So go revisit that in your dreams.
In your dreams, you can't actually listen
in
to
your
it
dreams.
Anymore.
That used to be like such a diss in 2005, bro.
Yeah, in your dreams. I'll see your mom dreams. In your dreams.
But now with the metaverse, I control my own dreams.
Oh right, exactly.
The metaverse has actually just destroyed all my dreams.
That's enough politics for today.
Dreams?
Okay, that's
metaverse.
Not...
Did you ever do your fun fact?
Yeah.
I play See a Sweaty Go.
That was your fun fact.
See my sweaty go.
It's not very fun.
See my sweaty
go. Hey! Do not come at my one game that I play.
Let's play Halo.
Let's play. Yeah.
I can't download Halo.
I like how I used to be the one like, let's play Halo. No.
That's Tilly. Me.
We haven't played Halo together.
It used to be our thing, Tilly. Now you went to well, Dryer with Gary
no,
and you guys started playing Halo.
No, Scott, it's because you're good at Halo 3.
No, he's still good. He's better at Halo than you.
Well, I know he. Oh, really? Was that my argument?
Listen, this guy probably hasn't played Halo in over a month, but he could pick up the controller and just drop.
Oh, 100%. Oh, 150%. But he's definitely better at 3 or whatever we played that one time than 5.
Course. It was
Infinite,
I used to play
bad.
A lot of like I used to be really good at video games. I
yeah,
don't
used
play.
To be really good at
Welcome
Destiny.
To our gaming segment.
Yeah, I did. I used to. I don't play anymore. It's sad.
I like Fortnite.
Past life.
Now I have Fortnite. A girlfriend or something.
Freak girlfriends. Let's get back to video gaming.
Yeah,
boys.
Let's get back to being bachelors.
Come on,
and
kings.
Video
up with your girls unless they want to get on the COD squad.
Okay, you want to hear something that I thought was. I remember we were going through. Last semester, we were going through Colby during open hall. I'll tell you, there was at least 4 times I saw girls just watching their boyfriends play video games.
Yes. Oh, during open
That's
hall?
That's hilarious.
That must be the thing, bro. Just, yeah.
I don't understand it.
And the girls just, they're like.
Yeah, they're just sitting there
hi.
Like.
Hi.
Do you remember that one time we went
Break
to.
Break up with him.
Hi.
No, Garrett, remember that one time
Good
that
kill.
We went to the, when we went to Joe's to do homework?
Yeah, you're right, this, that was a glitch, you didn't die.
There was this dude explaining to 3 girls, like, the
no,
entire
no, no,
story
no, no.
of Destiny, bro.
Oh, yeah, he,
Hey,
yeah.
That's some important lore.
No, he literally, like, went into the whole, like, everything
you
about
know,
Destiny.
It was crazy, and these girls are just like, yeah. Seems interesting.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so interesting.
Wow.
They don't give a crap.
Oh, they just kept going and going with the, that's crazy. Okay.
Dude, okay. They looked like they wanted
oh,
to
I'll
die.
Oh, I'll definitely play it. Yeah, like they got Xboxes.
What are your filler words in conversation that you definitely just say and you're just
Wonderful.
Trying to get out? Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Like, I'm happy cashier, for and they're like, that'll be 15:30. I'm like, wonderful.
I'm happy I don't have a filler word. I just don't say anything. Like,
so if I don't talk to them,
I'm not
faking. Blink at them.
I'm not faking it. I'll just sit there and probably stare off, not looking at you.
I actually audibly say blink. Blink, blink. Cricket,
actually,
cricket.
Most of the time I stand up and
cricket,
start like
cricket,
moving
cricket.
Stuff around.
Create
I'm like, I'm
interest.
Really busy. Why are you moving your bed? Because I'm busy. I'm telling you about my uncle dying of cancer.
It's like when you're on the phone call and you'll like walk anywhere. You're on like the balcony of the
stairs. I just walk in a circle.
Well, we talked about this, about ending up in like the sky deck.
Did we actually?
I'm going to the sky deck this weekend. Tomorrow. I'm going to the sky deck tomorrow.
Gosh, Scott. What time?
Schedule plans.
Probably afternoon.
Okay, you guys want to get tickets?
No, I'm busy.
How much is it?
I don't know. Moody's paying for mine. Oh, you know what we do have to plan? Oh. Topgolf. Oh. What are we doing for your your bachelor party, Garrett?
Don't
Tilly.
Talk to
hey,
me.
Hey, hey,
chill out. My best friend. I'm not supposed to know.
Oh, well, nothing's been said.
I just want something to be planned.
Text
for
him.
Me.
I gave you his number. It's in a whole group chat.
Oh.
Although I guess you probably don't know how.
We're
gonna
just gonna continue to plan life
I'll
events
you,
on
worry.
The podcast. Like
yeah.
Usual.
Okay. No. So Tilly's in a golf class. Right now.
Fun really? Fact,
and his like final exam or big project is he either has to go to a golf simulator, Top Golf, or play actual golf. And I say, let's drive out to the burbs and go to Top Golf.
That'd be dope. I'd totally be down.
Cool. Good. Okay, Tilly.
Scott,
plan.
Round of drinks on you.
Okay.
No.
3608.
Sorry,
edit that
we're
out.
At, we're at Moody. Just remember that.
Wait, Tilly, you're going to have an open bar at your wedding, right?
Okay, 3617. Edit that out.
I didn't say I was going to drink anything. I'm just saying. You're not gonna drink anything, right, Tilly?
We just need to know if it's there.
I want a verbal what is that called?
Tilly?
Confession.
Tilly?
A verbal confession that 36, you're not gonna drink
at your 30.
I will not make the mistake I made about Michigan. I will not drink at my wedding.
Good job.
Good job,
Tilly. Tilbert. 3640 to reference episode 23, I believe.
What is this?
Tilly Tilbert will not drink at his wedding. The proclamation is passed. Thank you for coming to Congress this evening, folks. It's an honor to represent you.
It's an honor to pass this executive order on such a beautiful night.
It's tonight. An honor to pass the executive order to add more sunlight to the day.
I like how the American people are just in praise right now of this order that's been passed.
Thank you very much for praising the don't drink at Tilly's wedding order. The don't drink at Tilly's wedding order. The don't drink at Tilly's wedding order is passed with full submission. Everybody cheers. We're not drinking at Tilly's wedding except for it is water or Arnold Palmer. No, keep
Mark
clapping.
Mark Job, I've made you proud.
Yes.
This
Roy has
Patterson. You think D.L. Moody cared if
not
his
at all.
Drink?
Not at all.
Well, the prohibition was
Are
high.
You kidding?
The prohibition
definitely,
was probably
he definitely
a thing
did not
at the
drink.
Time. Are you joking? D.L. Moody was probably so against it.
100%.
Oh, really?
He was an alcoholic.
He was probably going up there like, it'll take you to hell.
Fun fact, wow. D.L. Moody wasn't an alcoholic.
I guess I just see D.L. Moody as just like a gunslinger, I don't give
yeah.
a type of guy.
Are you kidding me?
Just pulling up on the block like, hey, boys, bring the whiskey, we're going sledding, huh? Gas is canceled.
In 1886,
that's
you had bigger problems.
Moody. I don't imagine D.L. Moody pulling up the campus like, hello, my fellow students.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's not British.
The evening shall be taken off as we slide down a hill of white snow.
White
that
snow.
Just doesn't, like, no. I just, no.
With a sled of metal.
Jump on the sled.
Hey, y'all, we ain't going class today. We going down the sled.
No, that's not.
No.
You wonder what D.L. Moody's Rate My Professor rating would be.
10 out of 10, he founded it.
Very, very good information. Hard to understand through the beard. I would rather him put the mask back on.
Sometimes he drank.
Moral failure.
Moral failure. Everything, anytime you do anything wrong and you work for a church.
Moral failure.
It's like, I forgot to tithe for 1 week. Moral failure.
Do you guys think that Emma Dreyer got rated really well as a professor?
Oh, definitely.
Or do you think they
she
were
was out
all,
here giving out all
you
the
think
A's.
All of them back then were like, why is she allowed to be a professor? I'm pretty sure the Word of God says women should not speak.
Welcome back to Controversy 101.
No,
Tilly
no.
always brings us here, and I have to bring us out. So catch us next week. to answer that question.
She'd probably be like the De Rose.
Yeah, right. But the problem is that everyone was like, is she qualified? I know that she started this school, but should she really be teaching here?
Should she really be able to get me my degree? Yeah. I know she started this school, and she probably helped get the degree started.
I know,
but
I know she has a heart. A heart for people.
For people.
I know she has a beating heart.
I know she has a couple kidneys, a small and large intestine.
I know she was made in the Imago Dei, but I don't know.
I don't know if she should really do ministry.
Okay, Tilly, can you tell the joke that you told that one time when we opened up the floor event? Or closed out the floor event and was like, God is going to save.
Oh, no, it was opening, right?
It doesn't matter. Can you just tell? So we're closing out a floor event. We do it in the plaza, and Tilly is like the guy who's going to close us out. And Tilly
speech man.
Tilly gets up in front of all of us in the plaza and says one of the best jokes I've
heard
in a movie.
Yeah, I go up there, and I'm like, gentlemen.
Yeah!
Everybody cheers. Get the sound right. Gentlemen. You're probably wondering why I brought you all here today.
Why?
That is, as your... Get the bleep sound. As your... During this... event, I have a responsibility to let you all know that the Lord loves a select predestined number of you that he has chosen to be saved.
Yeah! And everybody started cheering, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I lost it. That was...
I don't think there was a single person from the four who wasn't laughing.
Everybody was that dead. Was that was.
Wait, can we tell really the story funny. Of you today when we were going to coffee, Tilly?
Oh, sure.
So... I don't know why this made me laugh so much, but we're leaving dinner, and we're, like, making our way up the stairs to go to the commons to leave. And we're going up the stairs, and there's this immigration event, something, whatever, going on the, like, next 2 days or whatever. And
actually, Nate's saying it. We're fine.
So there's – no, it's literally – that's not even the point.
No, Tilly said it. No, wait, no, we're definitely in deep
water.
No. So literally, two girls are walking down the stairs, and we're walking up, and – I have no idea Tilly knows this girl, but I just see just randomly, like, we're talking and then mid-conversation just break it with, hey, you guys should go to the immigration event. And I'm like, wow, that was kind of out of pocket, but I appreciate her, like, doing that. I just was thinking this. And
she
then
said
Tilly,
it to you guys.
Yeah. Oh. Just out of nowhere, I'm like, oh, shoot, like, shameless plug. And Tilly literally, like stiffens his neck and looks up to the ceiling and goes, I would, but I'm totally busy. Or how did you say it?
This is exactly what I did. I was like,
just flung the headphones off.
I would love to, but I'm really busy tonight.
And just like he went into just like some other like acting like aura where he's like, I would, but I am very busy.
Sounds like Norm from Phineas and Ferb.
And then she was like, oh, that's okay. Well, if you find yourself needing a break during your busyness, head over to Sweeting and get
participate.
What was
that, in
the
event?
Just the way that he just like unashamedly just like denied it. He's like, I would, but
I would make that a priority. Except I don't want to.
I would care, but I don't.
I have never gone to a panel in the entire 2 years I've been here, and I'm not gonna stop now.
Start.
Or I'm not gonna. Whatever.
Anyway.
Well, we usually end our podcast very solemn, but not today.
Oh!
Not on this podcast. It's a great day. It's a great podcast, and we're so happy you guys listened. Just don't forget to smash that like and subscribe button.
Wait, you can
give
subscribe?
Give us a comment. 5 stars.
Wait.
Guys, we know you guys love the podcast.
Spotify,
we love you
social
guys.
Media.
The motto on this podcast is
you live and you learn.
Yeah! Just don't take off your headphones. See you next
week. We will see you next week. Bye.